WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday. It's April 4th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
We've got a foggy start this morning. More rain is on the way. We'll update the next chance for snow. A woman opens fire on the YouTube headquarters, angry they stopped paying her for videos. Governor Murphy looks to spend millions on the opioid crisis. Another data breach, this time at Panera Bread. In sports, Gregorius drives in a career-high 8. Yanks win their home opener. Mets shut out the Phillies. Devils top the Rangers and close in on a playoff spot. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with first weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, it remains a very tricky weather week.
That's right, and today is a very busy weather day. Our immediate concern is dense fog that has descended over New Jersey, visibility down to a quarter mile in many spots. That will improve after about 8 o'clock today and should be gone after about 10 o'clock. Then we watch for a cold front that'll sweep through a line of showers and thunderstorms around midday into the early afternoon. Some of those storms could be on the strong side, especially in South Jersey and along the coast. Behind the front will come a gusty wind of 50 miles an hour today, pushing temperatures downward. We should be in the 60s around noon, but falling to the 40s by sunset. Tonight will be clear, cold, and still windy, lows around 30. Tomorrow is our quiet weather day before more rain and snow to talk about through the end of the week. Right now, Perth Amboy 41, Manville 40, and Carney's Point 47.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. A woman furious that YouTube had stopped paying her for videos that she was posting on the site opened fire on the YouTube headquarters Tuesday, killing three before turning the gun on herself. As employees fled the building, some were taking shelter at nearby restaurants.
They were shaking. They made me shake because it's just a terrifying situation.
There is still a lot we don't know about this case. Police don't think 39-year-old Nasim Agdam specifically targeted her victims. There was an early report. One was a former boyfriend, but there's no confirmation of that. Also reports her father was concerned enough to tell police she may have been headed to the YouTube building, but they're not commenting on those reports. So far in 2018, there have been 765 overdose deaths in New Jersey. And against that backdrop, Governor Murphy's proposed budget includes $100 million for addressing the epidemic.
Governor Phil Murphy says the state's all-in effort includes $56 million for prevention, treatment, and recovery, two-thirds of which would expand access to community-based outpatient programs.
We have studied this across departments, and we're putting forward a program that we think has the best chance to crack the back of this epidemic.
$31 million would be used to address social risk factors that can derail a person's efforts to remain sober, such as unemployment and homelessness. Another $13 million will support development of data and technology, such as electronic health records, so the state can better track what's needed. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are in the 40s, and a dense fog advisory is posted until about 8 o'clock this morning. If you are out and about early this morning, that fog is very thick, dramatically reducing visibility. There's also a high wind warning in effect later this morning into tonight for western New Jersey, and a wind advisory for the rest of the state. We could see some very gusty winds, and we probably will see a cold night tonight with wind chills easily in the 20s. Tomorrow looks to be the best day before things start to get dicey again. Dan will have more on that coming up in the minutes ahead. Still ahead, another data breach, this time at Panera Bread. Were you affected? We'll have the latest in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures this morning starting out of the 40s. Very thick fog out there that will slow your morning commute. Give yourself a little extra time. It is going to get windy and it is going to get stormy. Not for today or for tomorrow, but then as we head into the weekend, and yes, we are going to talk about some possible snow for Saturday. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. There has been yet another data breach, this time Panera Bread. Panera's website was leaking the information on customers who used its website to place orders over the last 8 months. There are indications the company was aware that the personal data, as well as the last 4 digits of credit card numbers, were visible on their website as late as Monday, but did nothing to fix it. It appears the breach has been fixed. as of this morning. A story this morning about a heartbroken South Jersey family still mourning the death of their son and now dealing with the loss of the family dog. It is a complicated tale, and Patrick Lavery joins us live with more. Patrick?
Yes, Eric. The dog is still alive. It just may not be the family dog much longer. Abal is a Shepherd Canine Officer with the SEPTA Police Department and has lived with Officer Richard Galante's family for 5 years. Son Ben died in 2014 at the age of 14, hit by a car while riding his bike. And that sent the dog into a long depression. And nearly 4 years later, the family is reciprocating. Last month, Richard Galante received a notice he was being transferred to patrol and would have to give Abal up so the dog could continue to serve, a point SEPTA has not yet budged on despite an online petition and the family's offer to buy a new dog. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. 20,000 fewer New Jersey residents have signed up for coverage under Obamacare. Whether those people have benefits through a job, a spouse, or a partner, or just can't afford a spike in premiums is not clear. In New Jersey and nationwide, premiums on state and federally run health exchanges have taken a dramatic spike, while options for insurance have also dwindled. Countless New Jerseyans gathered with loved ones on Easter. Many do the same for Passover this week. But how many folks really believe in what they're commemorating or practice any kind of religion at all?
The latest survey from the Pew Research Center claims New Jersey is tied with Kansas and Iowa as the 19th most religious state in the country. More than 80% of Jersey adults are certain there's a God.
I'm not surprised, given the religious makeup of the state of New Jersey.
K.C. Choi, chair of the Department of Religion at Seton Hall University, says a more difficult question is whether religion is a priority for New Jerseyans. About a third say they attend religious services at least once a week. More than half pray daily. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The maker of Stella Artois beer has announced a recall. A packaging flaw can cause small pieces of glass to fall off their 11.2-ounce bottles and into the beer. The recall applies to glass bottles only. Anybody who has them is eligible for a refund. Should more immigrants be allowed to come into the U.S. and settle in New Jersey? A new survey finds opinion among Garden State residents is still deeply divided.
Michael Klein of the Center for Public Policy at Stockton University says a just-released poll on immigration finds
46% would keep immigration levels where they are, while 17% say that more immigrants should be allowed. 27% supported fewer immigrants to be allowed in.
The survey also finds most Jersey residents think kids brought here as undocumented residents should be able to stay here.
75% would allow the Dreamers to remain in the United States. 20% opposed that idea.
David Matthau, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:11. Governor Murphy and Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala may have reached a deal on a controversial land lease that would have brought a ferry maintenance terminal into the city.
News of talks between Mayor Bala and Governor Murphy led New Jersey Transit's board to postpone its meeting yesterday, where members planned to vote on purchasing the 3-acre space and leasing it to the NY Waterways Ferry Company. Mayor Bala wanted the space to be converted to a public park, and environmental groups like the Sierra Club are calling the postponement a small victory. NJT had hoped to acquire the land through purchase or eminent domain so they could override Hoboken's authority and lease the terminal anyway. The alleged deal between the governor and the mayor may have that terminal moved somewhere else. Danielle Burson, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's first news, approaching 5:12. It is still a very active weather week. It'll be a very active day today, and we have some concerns about some wind and then the temperatures that'll drop overnight. And yes, we are watching for a snow event for Saturday morning. Dan will have everything you need to know with an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
They talk about real situations, what everybody's thinking about.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's first news, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. And Dan, what more can we say?
Yeah, three big concerns for today. And number one, ongoing right now, some dense fog across much of New Jersey. Visibility is down to a quarter mile for much of the state, especially right in the middle of the state right now. Temperatures will warm today to the 60s by about lunchtime, but then here comes the cold front with a round of showers and strong thunderstorms from midday into the early afternoon. Best chance for strong or severe storms will be south and coast. It's going to be brief, but maybe pretty fierce with some loud thunder, heavy rain, and maybe some gusty winds. Now, behind the front, winds will get gusty as well, as high as 50 miles an hour today. That's going to push temperatures back downward again. We end up in the 40s by sunset tonight. And tonight is going to be pretty cold. Lows bottom out around 30, and the brisk wind continues, so wind chills easily in the 20s by tomorrow morning. Quiet weather day tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and dry. Highs upper 40s to around 50. That is a bit on the cool side. Friday morning, we return to light snow and rain in the forecast. Could be some light accumulation in North Jersey only. Partly sunny and windy again Friday afternoon with highs near 60, and we're still monitoring a snowstorm for Saturday that could bring several inches to the state, especially watching South Jersey for that one. New Jersey weather made possible by At Home Recreation, New Jersey's only We Own the Factory swimming pool store. Now offering their lowest preseason pricing. Save $200 to $2,000 off New Jersey's market price, plus get a free automatic pool vacuum or stainless steel utility panel. Visit homerecreation.com. New Jersey First News Time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, Governor Murphy will spend $100 million of our dollars on the opioid crisis, but only $56 million will go for treatment. Another data breach, this time Panera Bread, where personal information was available on their website for 8 months, as late as last Monday. In sports, Gregorius, a career-high 8. The Yanks win their home opener. Mets shut out the Phillies. Devils top the Rangers and close in on a playoff spot. Your bus stop forecast at New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
First News Time 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with the bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Fog will get in your way this morning. Still a little cool out there, but temperatures will spike to the 60s by midday with a round of showers and thunderstorms midday as well. Then it gets windy this afternoon, gusts to 50 miles an hour. So it's going to go from cool to warm back to cool again with some wind, rain, and fog in the middle. Busy weather day for sure. New Jersey First News Time still 519.
Dominski and Doyle.
First time caller.
And this is what it took for you to finally call us.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7.
What? They're awesome.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on this Wednesday morning, where we have some very thick fog slowing your early morning commute, and that is going to be with us for a while this morning. Figure for the next 3 hours at least before it starts to burn off, and we'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up with Dan in just a couple of minutes. And we are keeping an eye now on a system that is likely to bring us some type of snow on Saturday. Tomorrow looks to be the best day of the week. More on that in minutes. President Trump says he wants to use the military to secure the U.S.-Mexico border until his big, beautiful wall is erected. Trump called the move a big step. But federal law prohibits the use of active-duty service members for law enforcement inside the U.S. unless specifically authorized by Congress. Over the past 12 years, presidents have twice sent National Guard troops to the border to bolster security and assist with surveillance and other support. A new book written by a Rutgers professor is being promoted as a manual for kids headed to college for the first time. But parents may also learn a few things here as well.
Lesson 9, go to class. Lesson 20, study something you love. Lesson 86, don't fall into a routine. All part of the book 101 Lessons They Never Taught You in High School About Going to College, written by Rutgers professor Mark Beal.
The book features lessons and advice from more than 40 students at 20 universities across the nation, the majority of them being New Jersey-based students or New Jersey-based residents.
The ideal audience, high school juniors and seniors.
And of course, the secondary audience would be their parents who want to send them off with as much information and knowledge as they can before they take that big step and go to college in the fall.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Ready or not, here they come. Jersey's black bears have been dozing all winter, but now they're coming out of their dens, and they are hungry.
Rutgers University Ecology and Natural Resources Professor Brooke Maslow says with all the snow we've had recently, especially in North Jersey, there's not a lot for bears to eat yet.
There's not much vegetative growth around, right? So a lot of times they're going to congregate in kind of wetland areas, places where you have more of those emergent herbaceous plants.
She adds if you're out and about and run into a bear,
it's always best to, if you see the bear first, to either back away or to allow an escape route.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 525, with spring finally starting to arrive. Good and bad news. Better weather, well, except for Saturday, but also a proliferation of pests that may be trying to get into your living space.
Phil Cooper, CEO of Cooper Pest Solutions in Lawrenceville, says the spring can see a high volume of ants and mice into homes.
While mice come in the winter, they continue to grow in population, and we are seeing just an increased rodent pressure in the Northeast.
Cooper says he's also hearing reports about a possible surge in the tick population this spring and summer in the Northeast.
If their homes back up to fields or woods, they may want to consider a tick program done by a pest control professional.
He says when a homeowner cannot get the level of control on any pests they're seeking, it's time to call a professional. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 526. Yes, we are watching a storm system that could arrive for this weekend. We'll have the latest from Dan in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also at 530, the latest data breach comes from Panera Bread, and we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 528, as we update business news. Asian markets mixed in early trading as investors ponder the latest volley of tariff measures and threats between the U.S. and China. On Wall Street, major benchmarks ended higher after a late rally. The Dow was up 1.6% and back above 24,000. New Jersey's first news is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaz at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander. And our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
All Jersey, all the time.
What do I listen to? Always 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.